This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruch HaBaim, good morning everyone, Shalom Aleichem. I want to share with you two thoughts this morning, one on the Parsha and one in general. I have very exciting news. Check this out, the new book, Lag BaOmer, The Fire and the Soul. Thank you. You see the fire? It's so real. People have been trying to light their Havdalah candles from it. But as real as it looks, as bright as it looks, it will ignite your soul. Okay, Parshas Emor. The pasuk says, "Ubas ish kohen," and the daughter of a kohen, kisecha lisnos, that begins to act with promiscuity, esaviha hi mechalelas. She defiles her father. Why does she only defile her father? Why not her mother? Furthermore, in Mishlei, the pasuk says, a foolish son is sadness to the mother. So why, when the daughter is mezane, is it a defilement to the father, and a son that acts foolish is sadness to the mother? So the Chida brings from the Sefer Zera Bereich that there's an idea, Isha mazra'as tchila yoyledes zachar. Ish mazria tchila yoyledes nekeva. If a woman seeds first, she will give birth to a male. If a man seeds first, then they will give birth to a nekeva. Which means that somehow a girl is attributed to the father and a boy is attributed to the mother. Whether this is a scientific phenomenon or a metaphysical phenomenon, that is something to consider and debate. But that is what Chazal tell us. Therefore, when the daughter of a kohen begins to be mezane, so if she's a daughter, that means she's attributed to the father. Therefore, her act of promiscuity is particularly a defilement for the father, because it's considered like the girl came mikayach the father. That must mean the father had some level of impropriety in his purity of thought when she was conceived. On the other hand, a foolish son may be attributed to, is of course attributed to both parents, but it has special attribution to the mother, and therefore it's considered tugas imai. This is the explanation of the Chida of why specifically the daughter is mechalelas the father. One would have said she's mechalelas the father because the father is the one who's the kohen, the mother is not the kohen. And there, and Chilul is specifically referring to the Kohen, but the Chida's presentation is based on the discrepancy between this Pasuk and the Pasuk in Mishlei, that it talks about the Ben Kisil. I want to share with you something else as well.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.